Catherine wanted to stop Jeff's poll and keep the discussion moving in the direction she had planned, but she decided that a little impromptu discussion was probably as valuable for the team as anything else, as long as it had something to do with teamwork. Jeff went around the room, giving every person a chance to respond to his question. Nick reported that he'd played baseball in college. Carlos was a linebacker in high school. Martin probably announced, "I played football, the original kind." Everyone chuckled at their European colleague. Mikey said she ran track in high school. When Nick questioned her, "But that's an individual," she interrupted him cleverly, "I ran on the relay team." Catherine reminded everyone that she was a volleyball player. Jan reported that she was a cheerleader and a member of the dance team. "And if anyone here says those aren't teams, I'm going to cut your budget in half," they laughed. Jeff confessed his lack of athletic aptitude. "You see, I don't understand why everyone thinks sports is the only way to learn about teamwork. I never played sports much, even as a kid, but I was in a band in high school and college, and I think I figured out the team thing from that." Catherine saw an opportunity to regain control of the discussion. "Aha, that's a good point. First of all, you can definitely learn teamwork from lots of different activities, pretty much anything that involves a group of people working together. But there's a reason that sports are so prevalent when it comes to teams." The seventh grade teacher and Catherine suddenly emerged, wanting to give her pupils a chance to answer her next question themselves. "Does anyone know what that is?" Like so many times in her classroom, the group seemed to have no clue. But Catherine knew that if she could tolerate the silence for a moment, soon enough someone would come up with the answer. This time it was Martin. "The score." As usual, Martin provided little context for his answer. "Explain," commanded Catherine, just as she would have done with one of her students. "Well, in most sports, there is a clear score at the end of the game that determines whether you succeeded or failed. There is little room for ambiguity, which means there is little room for..." He paused to find the right words. "For subjective, interpretive, ego-driven success, if you know what I mean." Heads around the room nodded to say that everyone did. "Wait a second," demanded J.R. "Are you telling me that athletes don't have egos?" Martin seemed at a loss, so Catherine jumped in. "Well, they have huge egos. But great athletes' egos are usually tied to a clear result, winning. They just want to win. More than making the all-star team, more than getting their picture on a box of Wheaties, and yes, more than making money. I'm not sure there are many of those kinds of teams around anymore, at least not in professional sports," declared Nick. Catherine smiled, and that's the beauty. The teams that figure it out have a bigger advantage than ever before because most of their competitors are just a bunch of individuals looking out for themselves. Mikey was looking a little bored. "What does this have to do with the software company?" Again, Mikey brought the conversation to a halt. But Catherine wanted to encourage her in any way she could, though she was already starting to doubt the likelihood of turning her around. "Another good question. This has everything to do with us. You see, we're going to make our collective results as important as the score at a football game. We aren't going to leave any room for interpretation when it comes to our success, because that only creates the opportunity for individual ego to sneak in." "Don't we already have a scoreboard?" Mikey persisted. "You're talking about profit?" asked Catherine. Mikey nodded and made a face, as if to say, "What else?" Catherine continued patiently. "Certainly, profit is a big part of it, but I'm talking more about near-term results. If you let profit be your only guide to results, you won't be able to know how the team is doing until the season is almost over." "Now I'm confused," admitted Carlos. "Isn't profit the only score that matters?" Catherine smiled. "Yeah, I'm starting to get a little too academic here, so let me make this simple. Our job is to make the results that we need to achieve so clear to everyone in this room that no one would even consider doing something purely to enhance his or her individual status or ego, because that would diminish our ability to achieve our collective goals. We would all lose." Something seemed to be catching on just slightly, so Catherine pushed forward. "The key, of course, is to define our goals, our results, in a way that is simple enough to grasp easily and specific enough to be actionable. Profit is not actionable enough. It needs to be more closely related to what we do on a daily basis. And to that end, let's see if we can come up with something right now."